Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So we just heard from Kane Brown, and he is actually one of this year's CMT Artists of, or CM... Yeah, the CMT Artists of the Year. There's too many CMs in this business.
Too many, right?
Country music things. Yeah. So CMT Artist of the Year. Also this year will be honored Carrie Underwood, Dan and Shay, Luke Combs, and Thomas Rhett. And that show is going to be on October 16th.
Cool.
So that's something
awesome.
That's pretty fun. Yeah. Also, congratulations to this guy.
'Cause I got friends in low.
That's Garth Brooks, if you didn't know. He is the next recipient of the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. That's what it's called. So here's the deal. Garth is actually the youngest musician ever to receive this honor. It's named after George and Ira Gershwin, recognizes a living musical artist's lifetime achievements. So other people who have gotten this award were like Paul Simon, Paul McCartney, Willie Nelson, Stevie Wonder, and now Garth Brooks.
Wow, what an honor.
Very cool.
About time. That's great.
And you know the movie Avatar, Dave?
Yeah, all the blue people.
Exactly, yeah. The Na'vi. If you, by the way, I know that Raz is on the Disney cruise. If you ever go to Disney World, you've got to get into that world over in the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah,
because
crazy fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
You get to ride a Banshee. It is the greatest ride in ever made ever. It's so amazing. Anyway, back to Avatar. So it turns out that there's a very famous actor who turned down the role of Jake Sully in that movie. And it was interesting because this movie star said that James Cameron, the guy that directed it, offered him the role and said, listen, you, I don't need to get a big name to do this movie because this is going to be a big movie, right?
Yeah.
But if you do it, I'll give you 10% of the profit.
Okay.
But I don't need a big name. So if you say no, I'm going to put somebody with no name in there.
Okay.
So the person being asked was Matt Damon, and he turned it down. By turning down that role, he turned down over $250 million. But he said he was still doing the Jason Bourne stuff.
Yeah.
And it was going to interrupt that. And he said, I couldn't let all of those people down. And he said, honestly, in the long run, my kids are eating. They're clothed. We've got a house.
True.
Like, we're doing okay.
Yeah.
I didn't need another.
You're right. Those Bourne movies, he's not really struggling. But,
right.
But still.
I mean, but it was nothing. He said, I've probably turned down more money than anyone else in Hollywood.
True.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even think of the guy who... Sam Worthington?
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, right. I know.
Wow.
It's crazy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.